May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Let me begin by telling you a little bit about my father. Dad was a lawyer, a pilot, and a decorated World War II era Marine. He taught me the value of hard work, always doing your best, and keeping your word. There were consequences for misbehavior, which reflected the era of the day. Needless to say, my sister and I grew up in a loving but rather strict household. If I ever made the mistake of simply saying yes or no to a question posed by an adult in the presence of my dad, he would immediately ask yes what or no what. My response was either yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, or no ma'am. When I was growing up, Dad did not readily verbalize his feelings. Though throughout my life, my dad communicated his inner self through the use of a simple gesture, a thumbs up. He spoke volumes without uttering a single word. His thumbs up said, "I am proud of you. I wish you all the best. Things will be okay, and I love you all at once." Whether I was getting ready to run a track or a cross-country meet, take a test, go on a camping trip, get married to Suzanne, or become the proud father of Will and Katie, my dad's thumbs up was always present. Though my dad died almost 17 years ago, on this day, when we celebrate and give thanks for our fathers, I vividly see my dad and realize that his simple gesture had a big impact on my life. As I reflected on the lessons for this Father's Day sermon, it struck me that simple acts and simple words also can have a big impact on our lives. In today's gospel lesson, we learn how Jesus's seemingly simple act of getting in the boat and going across the lake and arriving in the town of Gerasenes had a big impact on the demon-possessed man known as Legion. As soon as Jesus stepped out of the boat onto the land, he confronted Legion, who for a long time had worn no clothes, did not live in a house, but in the tombs. His life was controlled by the demons inside him. As my interpreter's Bible says, this gospel story affirms that the compassion of Jesus led him to cross a sea to reach such a person in need, and that the power of Jesus' word vanquished the greatest imaginable assembly of demonic powers from this person and restored him to wholeness. Jesus acted out of love, care, and concern for Legion and did the right thing by ministering to him. This act is an example for each of us, particularly on this Father's Day, as we realize that our actions, by always trying to do the right thing through love, can have an impact on all of those around us, particularly our children. Our kids watch us like a hawk and see what we do in all situations and often emulate our actions. I learned early on that the one conversation you do not want to overhear is when your spouse asks your kids, "Why did you do such a thing?" And the response is, "Well, Daddy did it." Often without ever saying a word, our actions are teaching our kids the values they will have for life. Are we honest, loyal, respectful, and loving and caring for others? And do we try to walk humbly with thy God? Through my dad, I learned that the simple act of trying your best to learn people's names, to say hello to them, and to treat each person with respect was important. And I've tried to pass that trait along to my son and my daughter. Our kids also watch how we respond to the demons in our world. The tragic and senseless killings in Orlando this past week shook us to our core. We cannot stand to be silent. We must reach out to those who are hurting and, like Christ, go to them across the lake or down the street and hold them and comfort them with love. During this past year, I have been blessed by getting to know Father Phil Duvall in our diocese. He is the rector at St. John's Divine in Costa Mesa, and more importantly, he is the father of two young children. Phil is a loving and caring person who continually challenges those around him to respond to the world. Within hours of the Orlando shootings, he posted the following on his Facebook page. After you pray for an end to violence, after you say amen, get up on your feet and be an active and passionate part of answering your own prayer. We may not be able to make a perfect world or country, but we can darn well be more serious about spreading love, changing hearts and minds, promoting peace, and living into the sacred reality that we are all in this together, as sisters and brothers. There is no us in them. There is only us. God gave us to each other, and God gave us the ability to be lovers and blessers and peacemakers. We've got to start living into the power and truth of that in real, practical ways, or we're done. May we have the courage to step out in faith, to always try and do the right thing, especially as we confront the demons in our world. Now more than ever, we need to tap into the love and power of Jesus. So how do we do that? Well, today's epistle reading from Galatians gives us the key. We find out that Paul's use of a simple word has the ability to have a big impact on all of our lives. Paul told the Galatians and tells us today, "For you are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Now, faith in Christ Jesus is special and true in and of itself. However, many biblical scholars believe that what is usually translated in Paul's letters as faith in Christ Jesus would more accurately be translated as faith of Christ Jesus. This is simply more than a change of prepositions. It is a game changer. More accurately, a life changer. By striving to have the faith of Christ, we actively are teaching our children how to live through love. And in the process, we are echoing Paul's words from today's epistle. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ. Or as my friend Father Phil said, there is no us in them. There is only us. In the Christian community, we are all fathers and mothers to each other, and we truly have to understand and show that there is only us in this world, and that our simple gestures, actions, and words can have a big and lasting impact, particularly on our children. I came to understand that my dad's thumbs up was never meant to be a one-way street. In fact, early on, our practice became one in which one of us would give a thumbs up to the other and wait for the other to respond with a thumbs up, no matter how long it took. We had thousands of such exchanges over the years. One of our last exchanges occurred in the ICU at Suburban Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, a mile from my childhood home. My dad was entering his eighth week in the ICU and was no longer able to speak. He hadn't been responsive during my visit. When I left, I told him that I loved him and gave him a thumbs up, which I held up for a very long time. All of a sudden, my dad inched his hand out from the sheets and slowly but surely gave me a thumbs up in return. My dad died a few days later. 2 months later, I was in London on business and had a free morning before a lunch meeting, so I frequented a few old book and map shops. As I was crossing Charing Cross Road in the pedestrian crosswalk, I looked left and right and left, but not back to the right. A car came too fast around the bend and hit me straight on. I was thrown up in the air, fell onto the hood of the car, and landed on the pavement. My glasses flew off and were crushed by the bus that just missed hitting me. I was lying in the middle of the road by myself. Suddenly, a stranger came and took his cream-colored knitted scarf off from around his neck and put it under my head, which was very sore. I told him my name and asked him to call the American Embassy and to tell them what had happened. It was at that point that I closed my eyes. The man then spoke very loudly into my ear, saying, "Don't leave us, matey." I opened my eyes and started to get scared. This must have been a lot more serious than I thought. I looked across the street and saw people walking and gawking. Then suddenly I spotted a man on the corner who looked me square in my eyes. Out of the blue, he gave me a thumbs up, and for some reason kept it up in the air all the while looking right at me. In my stupor, I finally realized that he was waiting for me to respond. So I slowly but surely lifted up my hand and gave him a thumbs up in return. It was at that point that the man gave me a huge grin, then disappeared into the crowd, and I knew I was going to be okay. On this Father's Day, may we give thanks for our dads and be mindful of all the ways, particularly the simple ways, in which they have enriched, impacted, and changed our lives. Happy Father's Day.